The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Welcome to an HBO podcast from the HBO Late Night series, Real Time with Bill Maher.
Okay, we're on the internet. John Meacham, would a Jeb Bush presidency, now you just wrote the book about his father, more closely resemble his father's or his brother's? Oh, good question.
I think it would resemble his father's more. And I think.
Really?
I do, because, I mean, the three of them are different guys, despite the genetic material. The old, I know, that's science denial, I realize, but trying to talk to the base. What's so interesting about his campaign is he does not have, I mean, W could, you know, at least pretend he was really into campaigning. His father really did like it, although he didn't believe anything he said while he ran for office. But he liked, you know, he once shook the hand of a department store mannequin in New Hampshire by mistake. Yeah. God only knows what Clinton would have done with it.
Right. You know?
So there's that whole problem. So I think he's more deliberative, and I think his father was clearly more deliberative ultimately than his son.
Okay. Seth MacFarlane, would you ever consider hosting the Oscars again?
Wow. Sure, why not?
Yeah. But did they not ask you the year after you hosted?
They did.
Yeah, the ratings were good.
Yeah, yeah.
I was so. Yeah, people cannot be cowed by the virtual vigilantes. We have to make a stand. You know, you did nothing on that show that was the least bit untoward. Oh, we saw your boobs. Was that the thing that the feminists were so upset about?
Well,
we saw your boobs.
I
we saw your boobs. It was funny. Because we do see their boobs.
to me, it was like, you know, I read headlines like the failure of the Oscars, and it's like, well, the ratings were up and the crowd was great. Like, I've done stand up where it hasn't worked. That was a great crowd. Where are you getting that didn't work?
Hate. There's just so much hate out there.
It's old news. It's old news.
All right. Michael McCaul, which of the Republican candidates are best on Homeland Security?
Wow. Well, they're all bloodthirsty knuckle draggers.
Can I?
It's so hard to pick.
Well, yeah. They all want to, you know, carpet bomb ISIS, right?
Right.
So, can I go to Switzerland on this one? Or be agnostic like you? I want a commander-in-chief that can stabilize the region, defeat and destroy ISIS, and protect the homeland. I want a strong leader that can do that. You look at my book and the recommendations to protect the homeland, whatever candidate adopts those recommendations, I will support.
But defeat and destroy ISIS. You know, I mean, I know you've spoken against his patient approach, but actually ISIS is quite a bit degraded since we started bombing, and we've dropped like 28,000 bombs on them. They have lost major cities in Iraq, a lot of territory. Even in Syria, they've lost territory. We bombed their money this week. They had to... Yeah. Yeah, there's good. Who can be against that? They had to cut their salaries by half, and these guys have sex slaves to feed. I mean, that was not...
It's all right. I'm here.
I know. you learn to accept the ooh first. It's like, I'll be covered, and then I'll decide if it's funny. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
We made some progress. I was over in Iraq last May, and Ramadi fell. Now, we've taken Ramadi back. That's a positive thing. But when you have, you know, go from 15 to 20 to 30, 35 foreign fighters, in the region, that's a problem. When you over the internet have a growing ideology, that's tough. We have to have a counter narrative to defeat the ideology, and a drone strike alone is not going to kill it.
No, I mean, that may be what
we're
it's contributing to the problem.
It can.
Yes.
It's part of what we right. Strikes are important, but ideology is important.
Okay. Bill, can I ask a question?
Yes.
In your view, is Donald Trump qualified to be commander in chief?
Wow. No, just that's it.
That's fine.
You just
ask and answer. Move on.
Like, talk about like,
that was the perfect
move on.
Somebody you can only you make it worse now.
The cat threw if up I in be, the den.
If I be,
take care of it.
But if I become his Secretary of Homeland Security, I'll be building that big, beautiful
wall
and making the Mexicans pay for it.
That's well.
Okay. There you have it.
You've answered, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Alan Grayson. Well, you know what? I'm going to ask you a different question. This is how can you get money out of politics. But you are the one who is going to bring the lawsuit against Ted Cruz that Donald Trump keeps talking about?
So if he's the nominee, yeah.
When Donald Trump says, I'm not going to sue him, but the Democrats will, he means you.
He actually mentioned me, yeah.
Right. Yeah. So because you think Ted Cruz is not eligible to run for president.
Well, he relies upon his mother to try to establish his citizenship. He was born in Canada. He says that he's a natural-born citizen of the United States because his mother was a citizen, but his mother actually was a registered voter in Canada.
But
that doesn't affect her citizenship. I'm a dual citizen of two countries, and I vote in both.
It did in 1970. What you should not vote more than once.
Well, I do.
Well, you might have a problem there. Where are you a resident? Why are you voting where you're not a resident?
Because I'm legally allowed to, and I'm a citizen of the country, and I pay my taxes, and I want my representation.
You can vote in a place. I think there might be police waiting to arrest you right after the show is over.
I highly doubt that.
It could happen.
If there are, I suspect it's for an entirely different reason.
But what is the other country?
This is like a Ross Rachel
thing. UK, you're a British?
As I would hasten to point out, I actually believe Donald Trump is. I'm an English qualified lawyer, and on the basis of the way that British nationality transmits, because his mother was Scottish, and I don't believe she ever rejected. I'm totally serious about this.
It's so
unless
silly.
He's what? No, I'm totally serious about this.
I know you are, but it's silly.
Well, yeah, no. I don't care.
I know you're serious, but
I don't care.
All of us have. That's not that. No one ever thought that was part of the problem.
I don't think it's a problem. I'm just saying I think that it's a little bit funny that he's like attacking Cruz on this when he is a dual citizen. That's all I'm saying. But, I'm fine with it. I would, I don't like Trump, but if we had another dual U.S. UK citizen, I'd be happy to see my people.
His mother was a Scottish citizen and not an American when she
became one, but you maintain dual. It's very hard to give up British citizenship. You basically have to walk into the embassy and say, I revoke my British citizenship, which
he was born in America.
I'm not
Cruz
saying.
Cruz was not.
I'm not saying Donald Trump isn't an American
right. okay.
citizen. I'm saying they were both born with dual citizenship. That doesn't make you not American. I'm American. I'm a dual citizen.
But if his mother was a Canadian and not an American, then he is not a natural born citizen.
She was an American.
Well, how do you know that? She was a registered voter in Canada.
Isn't it interesting
By registering to vote someplace, you don't give up your nationality.
She must have been a Canadian citizen if she was a Canadian registered voter.
The United States allows people to have dual citizenship.
Not in 1970.
I just wait for the moment when we discover that Donald Trump is
about your mother,
legal fees.
No one ever doubted that Obama's mother was American.
Right.
Suddenly, somehow that switched.
Right.
Well, that's bullshit, too, but it's all the same bullshit.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. Trump's full of this bullshit, and look, if you want to jump on board, that's fine, but I think it's fucking crazy.
Well.
No.
What's not crazy
is to defend the Constitution. It's the Constitution we're talking about here. The Constitution says if you're less than 35 years old, you can't be president. I'm sorry, but there's a lot of people Mark Zuckerberg's less than 35 years old. He can't be president.
George W. Bush elected twice, he can't be president. You need to go read what was written by a team of former solicitors general from two different administrations, two parties in the Harvard Law Review about this, and you need to study the history of British immigration law because it's the precedent on which our immigration law is
bored.
Established. I'm sorry. I don't think we meant to lawyer up the panel.
Okay.
I apologize.
Okay. Well, all I know is...
I'm a lawyer.
Either you guys want any of this?
If Ted Cruz was really Canadian, could he be that much of an asshole?
He is Canada's revenge for acid rain.
I guess so. So... Did Sean Penn's interview with El Chapo breach any journalistic ethics? Well, they got on his case because El Chapo did have a final say over the article, but El Chapo didn't change anything in that article. I would say, in defense of my friend Sean Penn, that that's pretty much the standard in journalism these days, is that you people give the people that are interviewing a veto power over it all the time anyway, because they don't want them to go away. I won't insult you, Donald Trump. I need you for ratings, and you have to be back here tomorrow. So I'm not going to ask a follow-up question.
Well, where do you get that?
I will say, I will say, as somebody who does political communications for a living, I wish this weren't the way that things go, but it is shockingly common for the subject of a profile or an interview to be given an opportunity to read it and, like, suggest amendments or raise objections before the thing
now,
is
did George
published.
W. Bush, sucks, H.W. Bush, ask you to
no.
do it? No?
He gave me everything.
He gave you full access and just said, go ahead.
In fact, he hasn't read it yet. Has he put it?
Really? Is that true? Come on.
No. As he put it, I know how it turns out.
It's totally right.
No, no, no. He lived the life.
But he trusted you because you're seen as a fair arbiter.
Yeah, I hope so.
You did Jefferson, and you weren't mean to him.
You know.
Jefferson didn't object.
Jefferson didn't object. No. Hamilton did. But that's all right.
What a great joke for history majors. All right, thank you, everybody. We got to go. I appreciate you being here, folks.
Catch all new episodes of Real Time with Bill Maher every Friday night at 10, or watch him anytime on HBO On Demand. For more information, log on to HBO.com.